Alaska Marine Highway officials are coming to Haines to hear input from residents on the ferry system's future. And longtime Haines science educator Pam Randles is retiring from teaching, but maybe not for good. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. Haines is the last stop for state officials from the Department of Transportation and the Alaska Marine Highway System on a six-town tour. The community engagement forums aim to incite discussions on the financial state of the ferry system and its future. Ferry System Chief Mike Neusel will host the meeting in Haines tomorrow night, with Skagway residents encouraged to participate via teleconference. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
When it comes to ferry service, what's more important, cost or service? What's the bare minimum level of service that Haines and Skagway can survive on? Those are tough questions, but these are tough times for the Marine Highway System. DOT and ferry officials are looking for some constructive community feedback. The meeting in Haines is slated for 5 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. Skagway residents can attend the meeting on the phone. DOT spokesperson Jeremy Woodrow says people can expect a budget overview with plenty of time for discussion and feedback.
The idea is to generate some good dialogue, do some question and answers, and really just to have a lot of back and forth between Marine Highway System management and the general public to see if some good ideas can come out of it of how we can better operate the Marine Highway System.
Big cuts to the state budget have prompted DOT and other agencies to get creative when it comes to cutting costs. In the recent past, various money-saving strategies have taken shape, including doing away with bars and gift shops on board vessels, eliminating various contracts and ferry positions, and installing more fuel-efficient systems fleet-wide. According to the DOT, the Marine Highway System is facing a $15.9 million shortage in its operating fund in fiscal year 2016 compared to last year. As well, it's getting $4 million less in its capital fund. In FY15, the ferries earned an estimated $53.5 million in revenue, up 5% from the year before. Also last year, the fleet carried more than 300,000 passengers and around 106,000 vehicles, making nearly 6,500 port calls. The state team has already held forums in Sitka, Ketchikan, Cordova, Kodiak, and Juneau to get ideas for continuing the service without butchering the schedule. Woodrow says most of the forums were very well attended, with over 100 people showing up in Cordova.
Everyone's passionate about the Marine Highway System. It serves as an icon for Alaska, really, and we expect people to, you know, bring that passion and their ideas to the public meeting tomorrow, and we really hope that they do turn out and they do provide good constructive thoughts.
The presentation is online at ferryalaska.com under the Service Notices tab. Residents not able to attend the meeting in Haines can get teleconference information at khns.org. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
The contentious wolf hunting and trapping season on Prince of Wales Island will close on Sunday. According to the U.S. Forest Service, hunters have reported taking 5 wolves since the season opened. Trappers have 2 weeks to report their take, so the various agencies have agreed to close the season to ensure the overall kill doesn't exceed the quota of 9 wolves for Game Management Unit 2. The season officially closes for the winter at 11:59 p.m. on Sunday. Wolf hunting on POW was hotly debated this year after the State Department of Fish and Game released a population study announced in June that indicated 89 wolves were on Prince of Wales and surrounding islands. That's a steep drop from the previous year's estimate of 221. That study prompted increased calls from conservation groups to protect the remaining wolves in Game Management Unit 2. The groups asked for a suspension of this winter's wolf hunting and trapping seasons, and when that was denied, petitioned for an Emergency Endangered Species Act listing for the wolves. That request was also denied. Conservation groups previously filed an ESA petition for the POW wolf population, and that is going through a review process. A decision on that is expected this month. Haines science teacher Pam Randles is the 2015 recipient of the Emma Walton Distinguished Service Award. Each year, the Alaska Science Teachers Association presents the Lifetime Achievement Award to a teacher who has made extraordinary contributions to science education. Randall's has worked around Alaska and the world. She spent the past 7 years as education director at Tokchinik Watershed Council. She retired from that job this month. KHNS tagged along last weekend on what could be Randall's final ride with the Tokchinik program Young Eagle Scientists.
This is a spotting scope, and it allows us to scan. Our goal here is to, from this location, do 360 degrees and count all the eagles. And if we do it the same way every single time, then we can compare the data from year to year and see if there are changes.
Haines is known for its large number of eagles, and the only group that has gathered comprehensive data on the eagle population in recent years is Tokchinik's Young Eagle Scientists. They are led by Pam Randalls.
I don't want to just look at books about eagles. I want to actually go out and look at eagles, and so does everybody else. It's not just me. You learn things a whole lot better when it's authentic like that.
Getting out in the field and experiencing science firsthand has been Randall's main goal in her more than 30 years as a teacher.
The actual experience, authentic, hands-on experience, the learning is much greater. And it is also much easier for the teacher because the kids are into it. They're motivated. They're interested.
After Randall's completed her degree in biology, she didn't want to be a teacher. She wanted to do field research. So she tried to apply for jobs with federal and state wildlife services. She says she was laughed out of the building.
So it was just kind of one of those things. You're a woman and that's not an opportunity.
Later on, Randall's went back to school for education, and then the opportunities came along. Her first teaching job was in Anvik, a tiny village in western Alaska. Right away, she let her passion for field work drive her teaching.
The best part in the whole world with kids is you give them some science thing to do and they get all excited and have fun, and that's really the best part of being a teacher. You know, their eyes sparkle and they start asking questions and they start thinking, what if, and can we do this?
That research project-driven teaching style is why she started the Young Eagle Scientist Program with Tokchinik. Throughout the fall and winter, a group of students count eagles at designated locations.
We have the Chilkoot, which includes those two stops counted together. We have Mud Bay, Hooligan, which is
right above the airport.
Yeah, 10 Mile, which is, I think you can guess.
Eighth grader Dominic Stossel is the only Young Eagle Scientist along for the ride today. The other two students who were enrolled this semester have other commitments. Stossel is also Randall's grandson.
You're supposed to be as nerdy as me, Grandma. What happened?
I'm just a different kind of nerdy.
Yeah, no, you're science.
Stossel and the other eagle scientists presented their research at an international science conference in Los Angeles this year. With accomplishments like that, you might think the Emma Walton Award was no surprise to Randall's.
What was your reaction when you found out you were the winner of the Emma Walton Award?
I was flabbergasted.
Because,
I mean, I think of teachers who get awards are the ones that, you know, are 20-year veterans in a particular school and that sort of thing. And my career has been fairly checkered. I've worked with Watershed Council. I worked with the Peace Corps. I've worked overseas. I've worked all over the state. I haven't been one of those people that stayed in place for 20 years. And so I just kind of thought, that's just not going to happen.
That was a nice milestone to cap Randall's final year as a science educator, although it's not clear if she's actually getting out of the business for good. How does she feel about retirement?
I'm getting old and tired, and I want some time off, but there's still a million things out there that I could do, so don't ask.
She could continue to lead the Young Eagle Scientists next year, depending on whether it ends up being a high school or middle school class.
Do you think this is going to be your grandma's last eagle science count?
I think whatever happens, grandma's always going to be a bird watcher. It's kind of her hobby. But I don't know if this is her final eagle count. I kind of hope not. No offense, Grandma. It's just you're kind of you're kind of one of the funnest people to do this with, you know?
Well, thank you.
And with that, they head out in another direction to continue their research and count more eagles.
Boy, there's a bunch of ducks out there.
Luckily, we're not counting ducks.
Yeah. Got an adult. Did you catch that?
Yep.
Tauchnick is hosting a retirement party for Randall's this Friday, 5 p.m. at the Jones Point office. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.